o'clock, I'd like to call the regular business meeting of the Bethel Township Trustees to order. If we could stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have seven sets of minutes here. We have September 7th of 2023, a special meeting. September 12th of 2023, a regular meeting. September 26th, 2023, regular meeting. October 10th, 2023, regular. October 24th, 2023, regular. November 14th of 2023, regular meeting. And November 28th, 2023, regular meeting. Do I have a motion for approval?
I move to approve the minutes that you just read.
Okie doke. Do I have a second?
I request that we delay approving these minutes until corrections can be included.
I'm not going to revoke my motion. Can you second it?
I second it. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there comments?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So the minutes review process that we agreed to was to distribute the meeting minutes via email within 7 days of the meeting, be reviewed by the trustees who would provide review comments back within 4 days. The fiscal officer would make the changes and present the updated minutes at the next meeting for approval. If there are updates which all trustees do not agree, the discussion then occurs at the next work session. Trustee Black, even though he participated and agreed to the process, then wanted to change it to reviewing them at a workshop meeting. Okay, fine, let's go with that. These seven sets of minutes followed neither process. We received all seven of them Friday afternoon. There was not sufficient time left to review and correct as they are on the agenda for a vote this evening. ORC 507.04 requires that the fiscal officer keep an accurate record of the proceedings of the Board of Township Trustees at all of its meetings. The minutes must contain sufficient facts and information to permit the public to understand and appreciate the rationale behind the board's decision. In addition, we have a list of items that should be included in the minutes. Again, this is part of our process. Date and time the meeting was called to order, the names of the trustees present and who is presiding, all motions, including the name of those motioning and seconding, any amendments to the motion, the vote of each trustee, procedural motions, summaries of discussions on the motions, including summaries of the statements of each trustee, summaries of the statements of the public, and the name of the speaker, all announcements made at the meeting, and the time of adjournment. So I reviewed all seven sets of minutes. Not a single one of them was error-free. Incorrect motioners, missing motions, incorrect votes, incorrect information, information in the wrong section, etc. In addition, there were no reports and missing discussion for resolution items. They do not meet the ORC 507.04 guidelines, nor do they meet our list. Oh, no, that's not it.
Okay.
I'd like to read to you what I found in the minutes. September 7th, the acreage was wrong in the document that was presented at the meeting, so there were corrections. 4.473 should be 3.737, and 3.001 should be 3.741. That was case ZA-05-23. Case ZA-06-23 had a correction to the parcel number, which was inadvertently left in when it got copied, from 030070 to 054900. The meeting was called a special meeting, but the title states it's a regular business meeting and it started at 6:30 p.m., not 7. There's no roll call in the minutes. Debbie was absent. There were no trustee reports. There are no staff reports included. For resolution 23-09-062, again, the corrections on the acreage should be there. They're in three places. The description paragraph, the second whereas clause, and the be it resolved paragraph. Trustee Reese expressed concerns that the proposed residential parcel did not leave a backyard to put up additional structures or a pool. This is another parcel with an easement, which she did not feel was necessary, and the future of the remaining acreage would likely become flagpole lots if it was developed in the future. Those comments were not included, even though that was my discussion for the resolution. Resolution 23-09-063 had a correction on the parcel number, again from A01-030070 to A01-054900, both in the resolution description and the Be It Resolved paragraph. The vote for this resolution was Beth yes, Julie yes, and Dot abstain. In the minutes, it's incorrect. The motion to adjourn was made by Beth, seconded by Julie. All yes votes was left out of the minutes. The meeting adjournment time was 6:36 p.m., not 7:40 p.m. September 12th, minutes review.
Before you go on, I was asked to prepare the minutes in a condensed format so all these minutes could be approved by the end of the year. I was doing as I was asked to no longer put in any of the trustees' the statements, your reports, just that you made a report. As far as the corrections in the zoning reports, I have no problem going back and correcting those if those are incorrect, because I copy and paste when I do the actual minutes, so I must have missed that. As far as we have never put who was present in the minutes, for 20 years I've done the minutes, for 20 years the minutes have been accurate enough for the residents, no resident has ever complained in 20 years. So as far as what you read in the ORC, that's exactly correct. That it does not say that a complete transcription of what someone says. It says that it's supposed to have that somebody spoke, and we even got you copies of what school board minutes look like, what other township minutes look like, and all they say is that resident Julie Reese spoke on annexation. That's all they would say. So I was asked to do that in format by the chairman of the board, and that is what I did with these. So I had seven of them ready by Friday, and I did what I was told.
Yeah, but, and I'm not sure how we're going to pass these come if we don't get them done now. When are we going to do them? Don's off the board. Debbie's off the board then soon. I mean, then you and I have to agree on all of it.
I agree with that, but that doesn't give us an excuse to push through something that's incorrect. I mean, even if we don't include the things that maybe aren't completely have to be legal for ORC, there's still a lot of corrections I mentioned there. It's not just those things. And every single minute is like that. I've got a stack of papers here.
Well,
I can read them to you.
The changes that, like, 5 minutes before I arrived here, there's no way I had to.
Well, I'm sorry, but we didn't get the things until Friday. I have been deathly ill. And it's seven sets. It's not like it can be done in 5 minutes. So that was the best I could do. So that's why I asked to have them delayed. I don't know why we just can't delay it until the next meeting. Get the corrections in.
We're not even sure we're having a meeting on the 26th yet. If everybody's going to be here or in town, we can't leave this till the next year.
Well, we've waited this long.
Do you want to read what you have left? Or you can...
If you're going to go ahead and vote on them, then yeah.
Read the
Get it in the record. Okay, September 12th minutes review. There's no roll call in the minutes. Beth was absent. No trustee reports were included. No staff reports were included. Public comments on any topic. Andy made a comment, and Don noted on the no official policy on the hiring board replacements, and Don made a comment about Nikki O'Quinn interviewing separately because Don told Mike she was interested. The announcements... There was two announcements that were incorrect. I don't have them what they were. I have what they are supposed to be. There's no payments, warrants, or receipts listed, included in the minutes, and the motion made to adjourn was made by me, seconded by Don, and we both voted yes. That was left out of the minutes. So that one, you can't vote on anyhow, Beth. September 12th. September 26th, there's no roll call in the minutes. All were present. The motion to approve July 5th, 11th, August 9th, and August 28th was made by Julie, seconded by Beth, not made by Beth and Dawn. No trustee reports are included. No staff reports are included. There were no public comments on the agenda items. The comments that were listed there are from the any section of the agenda, and two were missing. Lorna Furter had made a comment about the minutes, and Jeff Morford also brought up a concern about a house at the west end of Walnut Street. The announcements, there was 6 that were incorrect. Resolution 23-0906. That was the payments and warrants. There was none included in the minutes. I had a discussion on a warrant which was missing from the minutes, related to the health Anthem health insurance payments. There was a motion made to adjourn by Beth, seconded by Julie. All voted yes, which was left out of the minutes. So those were almost all corrections except for the two missing reports. October 10th, 23, there's no roll call in the minutes. All were present. No trustee reports are included. No staff reports are included. Public comments for items on the agenda should be none. Natalie spoke during the any section of the agenda. Public comments on any topic. In addition to Natalie, Jack voiced concerns regarding the Pap Boyle zoning request, and Jeff Morford provided some updates from attending the Huber Heights Council meeting and the Miami County Commissioners meeting. There were two announcements that were incorrect. No payment warrant or receipt list were included in the minutes, and the motion to adjourn was made by me, seconded by Beth. All voted yes, was left out of the minutes. October 24th, there's no roll call in the minutes. Debbie and Mike were absent. No trustee reports were included. No staff reports were included. Public comments for items on the agenda should not be none. Sorry, Beth Houston asked if we could put our township historical information on our website. Resolution 23-10-069, which was the Stacy McKenzie resignation. There was discussion by both Beth and Julie, which is not included in the minutes. I even provided a Word doc of my comments, but they're not in there or attached. The vote was incorrect. My vote was no, not yes. Resolution 23-10-070, documenting facts regarding the establishment of Bethel Township. The motion was made by Beth, seconded by Julie, not Beth and Dawn. Announcements. October 26th, BZA meeting was needed deleted. It had been moved. No payments, warrants, or receipt lists were included in the minutes, and the motion to adjourn was not in the minutes. Okay, next is November 14th. There's no roll call in the minutes. All were present. Trustee reports was incorrect. Beth and I had no report. Dawn again raised the topic of the fiscal officer assistant working 20 hours and then read a statement. No discussion by Beth or Julie is documented in the minutes, even though there was discussion as part of that. No staff reports were included. Resolution 23-11-072, the Anna Ludwig resignation. The motion was made by Beth, not Dawn. There was discussion by Beth and Julie, which is not included in the minutes. Resolution 23-11-74, one-time payment supplement to the staff. The resolution description states fire department officer staff, but the resolution includes non-officers. The word shall is spelled wrong, no big deal. Battalion chiefs are missing from the list. And discussion by Beth and Julie is not included in the minutes. Public comments on any topic. Jeff Morford's name is spelled wrong. There is a statement attached from Trustee Black, yet I can't get my statements attached. And also that statement he read during his trustee report, not during the public comments. There were 4 announcements that were incorrect. No payments, warrants, or receipt lists are included in the minutes, and the motion made to adjourn was not included in the minutes. November 28th, there was no roll call in the minutes. All were present. No trustee reports are included. No staff reports were included. There was an incorrect announcement. No payments, warrants, or receipt lists were included in the minutes. And the motion to adjourn was made by Julie, seconded by Beth. All voted yes, was not included in the minutes. That's all of them.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. So we will not vote on September 12th since Beth was not here. But we will vote on September 7th, September 26th, October 10th, October 24th, November 14th, and November 28th. Debbie, will you read the roll, or call the roll, or whatever?
Ms. Van Harris?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes.
Ms.
No.
Motion passes. Okay, we'll move on to staff reports. I don't see the deputy sheriff here, so.
I do have one thing on that. I had a report on Sunday. There was a truck that was going around with a water tank in the back of it on Wonder Way on Sunday that was taking water from the fire hydrant over there. I contacted on Monday. I contacted the sanitary engineering, who said no one was given any sort of permission to use that fire hydrant, and also contacted Dave Ducek. They were going to have their people utilize the flock cameras to try and see if they could find that vehicle, and they've actually opened up a detective investigation on it. So if anybody happens to see someone with a big water tank on the back of their pickup truck getting water from the fire hydrant, basically it's stealing water from the fire hydrant. So they did it twice on Sunday on Wonder Way, and a couple of times last week. There was the hydrant at the very dead end of Wonder Way.
Wow.
So kind of out of the way. We did have a picture that was sent in, and I forwarded that to both sanitary and to the sheriff's office.
Okay.
So, right. Just kind of an update.
Yeah, thanks for the heads
since
up.
The sheriff is in here, and they're supposed to be patrolling, obviously, out here.
You want to give us a report on the fire department?
Sure. You got some actual reports. We're still working through the new reporting system, but this has actually got some reports. We had there's some still discrepancies. One report shows 57, the other one shows 54. It's because the new reporting system likes only incidents, not other types of things. Some canceled en routes and different things like that. I have a hard time showing up on our call list. But 54 times we went out. Tip City 3 times, New Carlisle 3 times, Bethel Clark once, and Elizabeth Township once, for a total of 8 mutual aid calls. And you can see the breakdown: 6 fire calls, 41 EMS calls, 2 service calls, and 8 600 series, which we're working on trying to tailor it so we understand it better, because we're still not understanding it fully at this time. But that's your report.
54 calls in
since the first.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. It's been a little bit slower, or not much?
About normal for us, a little bit slower than it has been.
Okay. Great.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. We'll have a report from Mike Arnold on planning and zoning.
Since the last transfer meeting, we've given out 2 zoning certificates. One for new residential construction and one for the building. Your sheet will show 51 was withdrawn. To keep the numbers in order, I'll just reassign it.
Okay.
Since last BZA meeting, we have 1 more case coming up. Variance request on Palmer Road for the 2,000 square foot addition onto an existing accessory structure. There will be no zoning commission meeting this month. Year to date, there's been 51 certificates issued. 2 declarations received, 13 variance requests with 13 approved, 7 conditional use requests with 6 approved, 6 zoning amendment requests, 4 approved and 2 to be determined. Miami Planning Commission, we do not know the date of January's meeting yet. BZA will meet December 28th, and the zoning commission, once again, there is no meeting. That is all I have.
I have a question. Go ahead. On that BZA request, this V-1423,
yeah.
Do you remember how big a acreage that property is?
2.3.
And do you know what size structure they already have? It says additional.
He's supposed to get the rest of that to me.
Okay.
It's a pretty big request here.
So. Okay. Administrator's report, Andy.
Sure, there are 3 resolutions on your agenda this evening. The first 2 resolutions are for the zoning cases heard in public hearing this evening. And then the last resolution is for pay adjustments for the road workers. Bringing Robert Yoakum's salary to $21.50 an hour and Billy Yoakum's hourly wage to $21.
Billy Mannheim.
Billy Mannheim, I'm sorry, it says that.
Yep.
It's been a long day of cold medicine.
All right.
I apologize. So yeah, bringing their hourly rate up, Billy Mannheim's hourly rate up to $21 now. And if you don't, with your permission, can I read a short statement?
Sure.
Okay. 14 years ago, I came to Bethel Township as the zoning director. I was fortunate enough to be named Township Administrator and Fire Chief in 2013. Over the years, I have worked with wonderful staff, determined trustees, and outstanding fiscal officer. One of the things I have enjoyed the most is always working to improve the township. So many projects, purchases, and processes have been undertaken to improve our image, our work environment, and our services. This past election cycle has made me reconsider my role with Bethel Township. Demeaning out of context photos on social media, an elected official saying another elected official was lying during a public event for all to hear, when in fact she was not. And who knows what else happened on a private social media site that rejected the opportunity for the incumbents to join and rebut accusations. Prior to 2021, the trustees worked together to accomplish existing goals, to tackle new ones. No one is perfect, and hindsight is 2020. But overall effort as a team was outstanding. That all changed when in this very room, during a trustee meeting, Trustee Reese slammed her fist on the table and said, "I don't want to be part of the team." I realize we all have differing ideas and opinions, but when we spend months debating the use of the word this or that in a set of minutes instead of actually doing productive management in the township, this gets us nowhere. We have been criticized for not having monthly updates on Ohio Open Checkbook, and we're the only township in Miami County to join Open Checkbook in 2018, and currently the only Miami County township using it. It seems as though we're punished for being ahead of the curve here in Miami County. We've been criticized for not having up-to-date minutes. This was not a problem prior to 2021, when there wasn't month-long fights over content. We have been criticized on our lot sizes for being too small. Even after raising residential lot sizes by 1/3 to 3 acres, there has not been an annexation of any lot less than 3 acres. So increasing lot size seems counterproductive to fighting lot annexation. Recently, I heard from a resident one of the challengers in this past election stopped to speak with them. The candidate told them they had a plan to stop annexation, which was to put a sidewalk along US 40, and this would stop annexation. They asked me if this was true, and I told them absolutely not. This kind of information from a candidate is not only misleading, but totally false. I strive to train all the employees I have to have excellent customer service skills and to do what's best for the township and its citizens. This has always been one of my top priorities. In my opinion, this will suffer with the upcoming leadership. In my role as Township Administrator, I've been blessed. It's been a blessing to put productivity over politics, but this has changed. We have not been as productive over the last 2 years due to being swamped by politics. With that being said, I do not feel that my skills will be utilized to the fullest and appreciated. I have the advantage of over 32 years in our retirement system. Today, I'm announcing my retirement. My last day.
Make it 2025.
My last day as Township Administrator will be December 31st, 2023. I'll also be stepping down as Fire Chief, and I recommend Assistant Chief Josh Riegel for the job of the Fire Chief. Thank you.
Well, we didn't like that report, Andy.
I don't. That's the one you got. I'm sorry.
That's the one we got.
I'm sorry to hear that too, Andy. I know you're directing it at me. I have a different viewpoint. I think there's been kind of a...
Can I just have my, like, statement without having a rebuttal from you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
You may.
Let's go to trustee reports. Beth?
Anything I'm going to tell you pales in comparison to the resignation of Andy Earhart. He has been absolutely, positively phenomenal for our organization. I was part of the team that hired Andy as a zoning administrator back in 2011. And then he took over for interim administrator when Mike Gebhardt left, and then we moved him into administrator. He is absolutely phenomenal in this role, and wearing the double hat of fire chief as well. If you're not in the fire service, you probably don't know this, but people want to work in Bethel Township. They want to work with our crews and our leadership, and a lot of that is due to Andy and the team that he set up. It's phenomenal. And he's leaving really, really big shoes to fill, not only as the administrator, but also as the fire chief. And he wears those hats. For him, they are complimentary. There's not many people who can do that double role. And I, for one, am very, and I'm going to cry too, I'm very, very sorry that you're going to leave. I wish you only had like 28 years of experience so that you couldn't resign. But I also realize that you have to do what's best for you. And we're going to miss you. But we're all going to miss you. Nobody realizes how much you do for this township. So forget that report that I sent you earlier, Debbie. Just take it as best said thanks to Andy. He's fantastic administrator and fire chief. That's all I have. And that doesn't even begin to cover it.
Julie?
I'm going to miss you too. I know you may not believe that, but thank you for all you've done. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So I don't go down the other path.
I've only worked with Andy 3.5 years, and it's been a fantastic 3.5 years, but I think I've known him since he's been here. And it's kind of why I wanted to be up here, was because they had such a great crew going on here, and everything was going great. So I'm not going to get into a bunch of stuff, and I don't cry, so sorry about that. But Andy, thank you. You're one of the finest people I know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, public comments on items on the agenda.
Does Andy's resignation count as the agenda?
Yes. Anything on the agenda?
I name an address.
You have to come up here.
I do not want to. Okay.
Well, I know, but Julie will holler at me.
I'll cry.
Well,
I'm already crying.
I'm not good with crying, but go ahead.
Shelf Lane, 9290 Schroeder. I have known Andy almost 50 years. And he is one of the kindest people I know. And our township is going to have a very hard time filling his shoes. And I'm very sad that it's came to this. And I hope that in the future, that we can embrace each other's ideas and do less bickering and get down to the business of taking care of our township and our people that are in it. And Andy has done amazing things. Well, you've done amazing things, but I mean, he's a go-getter, and I know that.
He does the work.
Yeah. And we're gonna have a hard time filling his shoes with one person. I'm sure the new, whoever they elect, will be good, but Andy's an upstanding guy, and my heart's broken.
Thank you,
but if
Michelle.
You go on a cruise or something, you should invite him all.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Any other public comments on items on the agenda? Natalie?
Hi, Natalie. Donahue, 7835 Ag and Broad Road. A couple things on the first resolution for the ironworkers rezoning from R1 AAA to the I1. I think, again, just for the record of this meeting, apologize if it's repetitive to what was said at 6:30, but very quickly, I think that moving to an I-1 is an extreme move for a short-term vision of a parking lot. And I understand that the gentleman will be around for 6 years, but what comes after that is potentially more concerning. And I think it's the unknown of the unknown that is the part that is makes me want to say that I'm against this. I just heard that potentially there's not going to be any screening for the residents to the east of the property, and then there's the properties across the street that are residential, so I'm not really in favor, again, for this to go to I-1. I think it's extreme for a parking lot. I wish that there could be more work done first to try to determine another way forward. And then also, I'm just wondering if Trustee Van Herren should be recused from this particular vote, because the Ewald Bailey property was purchased by the iron workers, and I don't know, it just seems like you don't know for sure if there was anything promised or put in place during that sale as a direct descendant of that. So I'm just asking the question, and I'd like to hear a good reason why not.
Let me answer you that. I did not benefit from the sale of that property. It happened, to my knowledge, in 2016,
then we bought the land 3 years.
3 years ago. So the original property in 2016, and then the second property in 2019. Is that what you said?
2021.
It's held by the Bailey Ewald Trust. Those are my parents, and now my aunt is deceased, so her kids have it. Nothing, to my knowledge, was promised at that time in terms of rezoning. They came of their own accord. They didn't talk to my dad about it. I doubt that my dad even knows that it's going on. My aunt just recently died, so she's definitely not somebody to who you could question. I don't think that my cousins know about it. I don't feel like I have any, I don't have a vested interest in it, none. 6 years ago, when it, if it had come up for rezoning and the rezoning was contingent on the sale, perhaps, but it was sold as R1 AAA. It's been R1, and that happened 3-4 years ago.
Yeah,
so,
2021.
Yeah. Okay, so 2 years ago, yeah. So I don't feel like I need to recuse myself.
Even though you will eventually inherit and stand to benefit from the trust. The trust.
They own that property now.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've already, if I stand to benefit anything, that sale has been made, right?
Yes, exactly.
So it's
so that
means a
moot
point.
Trust, which you will benefit from eventually.
Actually, I've seen that trust, and
perhaps
don't benefit from it, but
perhaps.
It would be nice.
But as things go, so
wait a minute. Are you saying I do benefit from the trust when I already fully know that I don't? The money goes to somebody else. It's not the kids in my family.
I know. I heard you say that.
Okay.
I wasn't responding to that.
Okay.
That's all I was saying for that. But anyway, were you going to say something, Don? I'm sorry.
I just get terribly confused with this. Your stance for the last 3 years or so that I know of has been against building houses. So we're taking a piece of property that houses will not be built on.
Correct.
Will be tied to another piece of property, and there will never be houses built on it, and I cannot comprehend that.
But it's right next door to a house and right across the street from houses. And again,
well, across the street is the trailer park, correct?
Yes, where residents live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yes, and I think, honestly, and I could be wrong, and so I apologize if I am wrong. I remember when the little church up here was going to be rezoned, and I think, again, I apologize if it wasn't Beth, but I believe she said, you know, we don't know if once we rezone it, you can do anything with it after that fact. So this stands the same way. We don't know what the future holds.
The only thing we know is there can't be houses built on it.
If it's rezoned, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and in that specific case, it's 1 acre. That's why they wanted to rezone it. It's 1 acre of I-1, and it's a horrible intersection already. So that was one of my reasons for that denial.
That's true.
Whereas this doesn't have the intersection issue, and it's a much larger parcel. I think, it's 3 acres.
Yeah, it's 3 acres, yeah. So my position still stands.
Okay.
I'm concerned for the people who live there, and we don't know what it could entail down the road, because they could end up selling it to somebody else, and that'll be it. So that's why I'm against it. I also want to state, so that was for the first resolution. The third resolution
It's pretty generally written. I don't know what you're trying to say here. I might have not heard what you said exactly. It just says you're adjusting the full-time road workers. You're adjusting their pant size. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but there's no...
Did you listen to my administration report?
That's what I couldn't hear very well because it's talking down.
Adjusting, I'm sorry, I probably because I have...
I apologize.
Adjusting the salaries, bringing Robert Yoakum hourly wage to $21.50 and Billy Manhine's hourly wage to $21 an hour.
Okay, and not recalling what it was previous, is what about percentage-wise? Does anybody know what that is?
I do not. This is what came out of a workshop meeting. I was not even at that meeting.
It's 13.2% for Billy and 14% for Robert.
Are they doing any additional duties? Are they picking up any additional duties with that?
If you would look competitively in this area for what you would pay somebody with a CDL who also does, it's not just yard work. They plow the roads, they mow, they do roadside mowing, they do mow the cemeteries, which is much more involved than just going out and mowing your straight yard. They mow the frontier, they do mow the park, also probably easier than cemeteries. And they're pretty, Andy gives them an overview, but they figure out what they need to do and get it done. So I would say that we've probably underpaid them in the last, probably as long as I've been a trustee, sadly. I did check with Debbie, since we're already gonna do this before the motion, we do have the funding available. When it comes to that motion, I'll read you where that's coming from. So I believe that we should be paying them more anyway.
And thank you for that. Did they do any mechanical maintenance on the trucks? Or does that all get sent out?
No, they do mechanical maintenance. They do oil changes and greasing and yeah, any major repairs, like an engine repair or something, would get sent out. They repair the plows. Sometimes they get damaged and, you know, out plowing the roads. They do all the mechanical maintenance other than major repairs.
The other thing that they really do that the pay should be even higher is, like, they can get a call in the middle of the night or whatever, go plow snow at 2 o'clock, or go pick up a dead deer at 7 in the evening and all this and that. And to find a person that you can count on and to find a person that will answer that phone and not just say, well, I must have missed the call, wow, I'm sorry, and that has done it, we are not paying a competitive wage even as it's adjusted.
One of the biggest call-ins after hours is the trees that fall down. That's one of the biggest things that we get calls on. I mean, the snow, you kind of know it's coming. You can plan for it a little bit. But we get calls very frequently on trees that have fallen down in a storm or something like that. They're blocking a roadway. And I know because they called me first before I called them. So.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Is there any way that this could be written better to say, or like when somebody reads it, can you make the adjustment so that it says salary? Because for minutes, this is going to be, for when you look back, nobody's ever going to know what this means. And maybe that's, I don't know, it could be better written. And I would hope that when you read this, you will add better words in there to make this a little clearer.
Would you like to read the resolution?
Yeah, when you read
resolution
it for both.
And I can read the entire resolution and read the snap of that because I have the amount of the it does have it in the whole resolution.
Thank you, Nana. Any other public comments on items on the agenda? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Rod Shields. I represent the iron workers, and I'm very offended by the lady that spoke before me, assuming that there was a back deal going when we purchased this property. There were no deals going on anything. We're above board about everything we do. We're not trying to run anything by anybody. If we were, we wouldn't be standing here before you. We just went ahead and did some stuff and tried it out and paid a fine later. We are here as a professional outfit. We have the integrity. We're here to do it right. We're not here to try to cut corners. We're here to do everything properly. I know there were no back corner deals made, but if you don't know how organizations run, it has to go through the body. the e-board, and then through the business manager who was here. One person doesn't make the decision. It's made amongst a group of people. Not one person makes a decision. So that's how that is handled. So I am kind of offended,
right,
and I would be offended by you too.
Thank you. Okay, any other comments? Okay, let's move on to action items.
Oh, one more.
Uh-oh, sorry. You're so tall back there, I didn't see you.
Sorry. So temporarily 8735 South 2nd Street for the day. Kind of want to bring up, I've worked for Andy for 10 years. I cannot express to you a more dedicated, hardworking man as Andy Earhart was. He always fought for us, always fought for the township, always fought for the people. He is truly a man of the people. It's really sad to see him go. I want everybody here to know that when it comes to leadership, he is somebody I admire to be. He's a very good man, a hell of a fire chief. He will be extremely missed, and it really is hard to see you go. All right.
Thank you.
So you guys
thank
could
you.
Like pin him down and not let him go. That would work.
Okay. All right, action items.
The first resolution is 23-12-084, a resolution to approve case Z8-07-23, a resolution to approve a request from Iron Workers Local 290 International Association of Bridge at 4191 East State Route 40, Tipp City, Ohio 45371, to rezone Miami County Parcel A01-005600 to I1. This is a 3.531 acre parcel currently zoned R1 AAA.
I make a motion. I move to adopt resolution 23-12-084.
I second it.
Oh, I messed up my microphone. I guess the battery went dead. Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Is there discussion?
I have some.
Okay.
So, again, at the risk of repeating some of the stuff that got said in the public hearing, I do agree the ironworkers keep the property very well maintained, very well. I do have concerns of that there's a house next door and the trailer community across the street. You have residential on two sides of the lot. And again, the concern, once it's zoned I-1, it's I-1 forever. It can be sold. It can have some undesirable businesses for the neighborhood. I think it's kind of unfortunate that this is another case where there's an I-1 property kind of in the middle of residential and ag. Probably got there before we had zoning, so it's grandfathered in.
Actually, it didn't get there. It was rezoned in 82.
Okay, well, it's been I-1 a long time. It's just probably before consideration of all these other things. But one goal of mine is stopping annexation, but I don't believe rezoning in this case will stop annexation because it could be sold. It could be something else. If there's not going to be a business or a building on it, that will not stop annexation. The parking, you said, is 52 what you call big boy spaces, so rather large spaces. And I asked the question, are there any alternatives that it could become parking without making it I-1? Can we slice off a piece of the residential to accommodate the parking? Can we grant a variance to accommodate the parking? Something that would not change the whole property to I-1. And also you said the remainder of the property is to remain farmland for the foreseeable future, but then you said you could not make any business plans until it was all I-1, and you preferred that it all be I-1 rather than splitting off part of it. So I just want to mention my concerns before vote.
That it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Debbie, call the roll, please.
Mrs. O'Brien?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
No.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, second action item.
The next resolution is 23-12-085, a resolution to approve a request from Catherine Sonnenstein located at 5950 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio 45371, to rezone 18 of the 39.6 acres from A2 to A1. Miami County parcel number A01-073300.
I move for the adoption of resolution 23-12-085.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Yes, I have some. So again, just to get the concerns on the record, I am concerned that this is going to become houses based on rumors I've heard and also selling it off. It's road frontage. It's a very wet area, and it has tiled subsurface drainage, tiles that are spaced every 30 feet. So it's a very wet property. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about the limestone being close to the surface and where the water supply is going to come from. It also leaves a sort of a flagpole lot where the house sits. So we've taken all the road frontage and cut that out, and so left a big long driveway back to a bigger, you know, a lot like this. So we call that a flagpole because it looks like a flag. That was something that we said we did not want to do in this township, is create flagpole lots. That's it.
That's it? Okay. Debbie, will you call the roll, please? Yes.
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
No.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
Okay, I'm going to read the entire resolution for this one.
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 23-12-086. A resolution authorizing the adjustments to Bethel Township current full-time road workers. Whereas periodically Bethel Township needs to adjust the pay rate of employees to maintain a competitive wage, therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County, that the pay scales of the following employees be adjusted as stated and direct the Bethel Township fiscal officer to make the necessary hourly salary adjustments and to make these adjustments starting the first full pay period of January 2024. The annual salary for Robert Yoakum be increased to $21.50 per hour, which equates to $44,720 annually. And number two, the annual salary for Billy Mannon be increased to $21 per hour, which equates to $43,680 annually.
I make a motion to approve resolution 23-12-086.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I just want to read you. I had said that in our executive session, I would ask Debbie Watson for the, if we had the money. And here she said, there is enough money within the gasoline tax and the motor vehicle license tax funds to take a portion of Robert and Billy's raises out of. I have always taken their salaries out of the road and bridge fund. It was easier to keep track of. Since we have never passed a levy for the road and bridge fund, I knew that eventually I would have to pay them out of these other two funds. However, legally we can take part of their salaries out of the other two. So we do have the money. I think that was the one question that we left with.
Julie?
Yeah, so these numbers represent 13 to 14% raises. Last year, we based the increase somewhat on the Social Security cost of living adjustment. This year, that increase is 3.2%. Trustee Van Heeren consistently states that our employees are underpaid. I did some research on Miami County road workers, and we are not only comparable, but in some cases higher, especially given our health benefits. I also called several people in the township to discuss options. They felt that it was too great of an increase, stating 2 to 4% was more appropriate. This is not to say that I do not appreciate our road workers, how hard they work, their willingness to be on call, and their ability to get up really early to plow roads. I just cannot in good conscience grant an increase of 13 to 14%. That's it. Yep.
Debbie?
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
No.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, public comments on any topic.
We have a couple sheets.
Oh. All right.
Well, Lori, come on up. You are the first one.
Yay. I'm ready to go. My name is Lori Sebastian. I live at 4375 Ross Road. I'm president of the Bethel School Board, and I sit on the Miami County Planning Commission. We'll get it right here. But I'm here in a personal capacity, not as a representative of either of those organizations. I read a quote this past week, and I thought I'd share it with you. Ungrateful people complain about the one thing you didn't do for them instead of appreciating the many things that you have done for them. Tonight, I'm here to talk about some of the great things our outgoing leaders in the township have done. First of all, I would like to say thank you to the Township Trustees and Five Rivers Metro Parks for blocking future development along a farm on Singer Road and being able to expand that property into Carriage Hills Metro Park. Trustees were able to accomplish this purchase partially because of funding from the 3.8 mil levy. Not to mention, we, Bethel Township, have received $9.86 million in matching grants because of the 3.8 mil levy, which is even more than the levy has collected in 20 years. As of earlier this year, it had collected $7.17 million. So think about that. We got almost $10 million in free money because of grants applied for. Thank you, trustees and administrative staff, for your work in getting this done. I'm going to read the comments I read at the opening of the school, elementary school. Grandfather, resident, Bethel School alumnus, and Township Trustee Don Black, and the Ohio Operating Engineers Apprenticeship and Training Group, not only helped out with the early school site work when we were leveling ground for the new building, but also came out multiple times to handle site work around the athletic stadium. Mr. Black's and his organization's work saved Bethel School District hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it goes without saying there is no way that stadium would have been opened this fall without his efforts. Don, I've known you the least amount of time of anyone up here, but it has been a pleasure to get to know you better. Andy, if I was out driving and saw a power line down or a motorist in need of help, the township office was the first place I called. Andy didn't laugh at me or get mad at me. He took care of the problem. And at one point I'd interviewed for some position with the township. Andy, I didn't get it, that's okay. But Andy made the personal phone call to tell me and the other people who had interviewed they hadn't gotten that. And that meant a lot to me. And I know it was a hard call to make, but we've remained friends all these years. I also appreciated during the Bethel building project, the high school addition, you were always positive about the construction of Northridge's facility. I think that we passed our levies in the similar time frames, and telling me stories of the school construction in your home district. And by the way, Andy has a talent for trivia, coming up with challenging questions to stump us at the annual Christmas party. Debbie, 20 years of service is going to be hard to replace. Your knowledge, not just internal to this organization, but the knowledge you brought from two other groups who were critically involved, Bethel Athletic Boosters and Bethel School Board for 8 years, all helped you better understand our community. Thank you for your many years of service and best wishes as you move forward. Lastly, my husband has served on Bethel's Fire and EMS for over 25 years now. I would like to thank Don and Beth. I'm sorry, was that wrong? Was it 20 years? I apologize. Over 20 years, that's my mistake. I didn't write it down. I'm
making him older than
he is. So I apologize, yeah. I would like to thank Don and Beth for approving holiday bonuses for staff. It may not seem to most people like this is important, but during COVID, when our EMS and fire people were exposing themselves to germs most of us would have avoided, it was appreciated. Receiving a bonus around the holiday means our family gets some special Christmas meat. Our teens and young adults kind of like steak and Roman Landis spiral sliced turkey. For some of the other fire and EMS staff, I'm certain it helps them provide gifts for their family or maybe even catch up on bills or a car payment. Thank you for your continued recognition and gratitude of the staff. I'll close with this. I've heard a lot of comments tonight. There's a phrase that comes to mind, penny wise and pound foolish. To our outgoing leadership, thank you for being pound wise with our tax dollars.
Thank you, Lori.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeff.
Hmm. Excuse me. Good evening, Jeff Morford, 6570 East Walnut, Tip City. To start with, Andy, God bless you, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Other than that, I have just a couple things. I'd like to know if there's any current updates to what is being done to fight the annexation from either the citizens, updates from the township trustees, any updates from the Miami County commissioners, any updates from the Ohio representatives. Anything there?
Well, I know that the Miami County commissioners spoke in front of the Senate subcommittee yesterday on annexation. We did get an email from that, and I posted it to our social media. Basically, it's just it's his comments, which were 2 pages long, but I can forward that to you if you want. It's, they are doing a press release on it, so it's probably on their website. I didn't see it yet. So
I know they went to a meeting 4th, 5th, and 6th or something like that. I'm going to go see them Thursday, so
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Nothing at this level, and we'll see what's going on.
I haven't heard anything from Huber.
Okay. The only reason I say that is because the annexation is not going away.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think you're aware of it, but some of the land out of this 400 acres over here, some of it was purchased by a GLJ back in 2022, 615, the date of 2022, 20 acres and 59 acre lot.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this summer on 6/12/23, another 21 acres was purchased. A 9/1/2023, another 50 acres purchased, all this by GLJ,
mm-hmm.
and another 27 acres on 9/1/2023.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't like it's going away. So obviously, I don't know who GLJ is.
The developer.
Principal of DEC.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're, and it always amazes me that, and I always say this as a in comparison to the New Carlisle one, when the DDC developer was there, he didn't purchase the land. He put it on a contract contingent upon everything going his way. In other words, the annexation getting. And then if it went his way, he would get the owner of the property, his brother and sister, would get their money. But since it didn't go his way, that sort of fell aside. It just seems like all this property being purchased up front, paying the staffers and the guestmans and the ladies and stuff like that, paying those people the money, which I don't begrudge them the money. But it seems like for a developer to step forward and put up over $3 million so far, that it seems like they, what assurances have they gotten over the years that think that they would invest this kind of money in a piece of property that's not guaranteed. But anyway, so I'm just saying we have to keep going because obviously they're not stopped. They're buying properties, spending money on properties, so it isn't like they're going down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And another subject, and I'm almost going to put this under birds of a feather flock together. The as you know, the mayor of Huber Heights some months ago didn't bring a vote to the table that would have been about this annexation. I can't guarantee which way the voting was going, but I don't think he liked the way he saw it going, so he didn't bring it up, hoping, as will soon be, new
council members
on the table, hoping that they're going to be in his viewpoint. But they have a new city manager,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Dizek, I think is the way he's saying. And this is according to the May 2021 article in the Mount Vernon News, is where he worked.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman received a suspension without pay for poor judgment related to his alleged decision to change the voting order of city council members when two controversial issues were up for final votes. So it just seems birds of a feather flock together again.
Mm.
The mayor sort of massage things the way he liked them.
Mm-hmm.
And allegedly, his city manager might have the same attitude. So I just want to let you know the type of people you're working with or against, and why it's important to keep a strong resolve on trying to stop this. Mm-hmm. I've always said, and I've, in fact, I've got a conversation tomorrow coming up, but appointment, I've always said that the way to stop this thing is to make sure it gets on the ballot in both communities, needing mm-hmm. the vote from both communities. Anytime any annexation goes forward, many times annexations are done well, both communities are supportive, both communities are for it, both communities will prosper from it, both communities enjoy being urbanized, let's say. I'm hoping we're not that community. And so
except for that's not how the process currently works in the state of Ohio. I mean, I hear that's what your goal would be to get, which mm-hmm. I appreciate, but just for the edification of the public, to quote Jerry Hertzward, that is not how the process currently works.
Oh, okay. And that's what I'm saying. I said that's my solution.
Oh, I understand. I didn't hear a solution.
I'm
I just
sorry.
Heard you say
that. That's my idea of the
solution.
I'm not here to abolish or right. ask anybody to abolish. I think it in the right place, right time, the right communities, right situation, I think mm-hmm. it works.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this situation, we're not asking to be urbanized.
Right. Everybody.
And the problem is, you know, I remember back in the T days, let's call it, it was taxation without representation. How can they change our lives without us having a say in the and vote on it?
You realize we don't change the law.
Well, I know that.
Oh.
I'm saying if you have contact with anybody or asking you, just like I do,
been talking
citizen,
to people for over 20 years, Jeff, and it hasn't happened.
Well, that's kind of disappointing then.
Yes, it is.
But thank you for your time. Appreciate that. God bless you, sir.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay, announcement.
Just one more thing.
What?
Just one more time. Can I get up the talk?
If you want to. But Jeff, tell us who you are again and where you live.
I've got my act.
Because we're
going to
forget.
I'm done with the emotional part. I did my personal thing. Now this is. So, Health Link, 9290 Shorter Drive, Good City. First, I wanted to say for the industrial area, very close to my house, again, I think that's going to be great. The iron workers, their property is great. And I've seen where they've overflowed, and yes, they do, but I have big trucks all the time. So hopefully they'll make that nice, and it'll stay with it. I'm glad it passed. As far as, I think a lot of times it's hard to get along, and I know that, and we all know that progress happens, whether we do it ourselves or somebody else does it for us. So it is time, and I know some people are leaving the trustee, I know new people are coming in, and I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart, is we need to learn to progress our own way. If we do not progress and make things happen for our community, keep it as rural as possible, with also developing in some aspects, they're going to develop for us. We are not going to have a say. Right now, we still have a say by taking into consideration where we do our land, how we develop it. The people back there that are changing off their 21 acres, or 18 acres, rather. Okay. They might make housing there, but that 18 acres of housing is certainly better than somebody else coming along and putting because that is right there on 202. They could possibly go through there and put a gas station there. I would much rather see residential properties there than gas stations. And you know what, in the end, we can only judge for right now on some things, and we can only hope that in our future, when somebody takes over for Julie or somebody takes over for Beth, that they're going to look out for our citizens and for our citizens and our community as a whole. Yeah, we don't want to go and make everything residential. I moved to Bethel because everything wasn't all bogged down. But you know what? Overall, I see in the years I've been here, 20 years, Huber's done more to us than we've done to ourselves. Because we're not doing anything. We're not acting on what we can control right now. And I think it's shame on all of us. Me as a citizen for not coming to more meetings and speaking my mind. For shame on all of you for not being able to work together better. And put your personal differences aside. You're not acting for what you want or what you want or what you want. You're acting for our community. And I also think, shame on you for coming up here. I've not been to a meeting
one time. You have to address us.
Yeah, you have to address us.
Sorry. I've not been to a meeting one time where she has not personally attacked our council members up there.
Who
and
is
I think
she?
That's a very sad thing. I'm not saying she attacks everybody.
Who is she?
Somebody back in the audience. And I think it's very sad. Because we're here, and I shouldn't be doing it like right now, because it's getting to my, it's making me frustrated. We're losing a damn good person of 30 years. And Debbie Watson, I mean, she was voted out by the people, and that's just the way it is. I'm going to miss you, Debbie. You've done a good job as far as I'm concerned, but our township has spoken, so hopefully our township, our new people, we can come together on these kind of things. And I bet you I'll be on top of people benefiting from any future endeavors, anybody that sits up there.
Good.
And I don't feel like, I don't know what's happened. I don't feel like Beth Van Haren has done it. I don't think Don's a very kind person. I've not met many people like Don. Sometimes he's kind of frank and you don't like to hear what he says, but he still comes the next day to help you out. But you've never really come to my house and helped me out. But
I've been to your house, you weren't home.
Oh, okay. I better get cameras. No, but anyways, Julie, I like you from what I've met you, and I'm going to tell you, it's taken a lot for you to sit up here and take this tonight, probably. And you carry a lot of weight on your shoulders. But I really think, hopefully, that you will work with people a little bit better. And it's a lot of weight to bear on your shoulders. But I don't want to see us lose to Huber. I want to see us control our community, not surrounding neighborhoods or outsiders coming in and progressing for us. That is my hopes.
Mine too.
Sometimes we need to look out, because my kids, I want them to come back to Bethel, but they're like, why would we come back to Bethel, Mom? I want them here. And that's what we need to do, is get our community strong, not drive people away from our community. And that's what I hope for our future as Bethel Township, to grow. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
I just didn't understand. So you said that having the 18 acres, even having houses, mm-hmm. is better than having a gas station there. But that's not going to be zoned for a gas station.
We don't know what the future
holds. I know. But the I-1 can have a gas station tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I don't understand sometimes the logic of what's said. And just one other thing, I just want to tell you some irony. I got a lot of my training from being on the BZA and the Zoning Commission boards. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that came from Neil Sonnenstein, who was on the BZA with me when I started. Mm-hmm. He taught me to look down the road, to think of all pros and cons, and also to consider precedent, you know, because the next person's going to come along and say, well, you did this for them, why aren't you doing it for me? So all of those considerations went into my votes tonight.
Okay.
And when I say I look down the road, and you stood up here and said, well, we have to look at today, but we also have to look down the road because we've made a lot of mistakes in the past,
right.
And we have a lot of areas that we would like to redo. You know, we'd like to have a do-over if we could, but we can't.
Right.
So that's why I mentioned the flagpole lot, because that was one thing we said we were not going to do. And then here we are, just did it again.
Right. So, well, I think the flagpole lot, like, she is the flagpole.
I understand.
She's not, like, she's the flagpole. She's selling her land, and you're right, industrial can be anything. But who's to say, we can't really say what the ironworkers are going to do with it. They don't know where their future holds. But they've been in business for 119 years. How long were you guys down on Webster Street before?
On Hill Roads?
Yeah, Michelle. On Hill Roads.
Over 50 years.
I'm sorry, I'm not used to that.
Okay, right. I understand. Thank you for
Hill
your
Roads
comments. Appreciate your comments.
Thank
but
you.
I'm speaking
Thank you.
As honestly and openly as I can.
Yep.
I try to broaden out and not judge on my side, but judge. I try to see the people as a whole, and I really do try that. And I respect you for sticking up for your guns.
Thank you.
And it's hard. And do I agree with a lot of things you're doing? Probably not. But you know what? I can still talk to you, and I have no problem with that. And I'm as frank as they come. Well, maybe not as frank as Dawn, but I'm pretty frank.
And I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Announcements.
Oh, sorry. December 19th, trustees workshop meeting in this room at 9 a.m.
Do we need that?
I don't know what we have on the agenda.
I'll send out an email.
Okay.
See if we can see what we're doing.
Okay.
December 25th, the township offices will be closed for the Christmas holiday. 26th will be a township regular meeting in this room at 7 p.m. First, the township offices will, BZA meeting will be on December 28th. I didn't put that in there. I didn't think there was going to be any cases, but one came up. The offices will be closed on January 1st for New Year's holiday. Trustee workshop meeting on the 2nd. Regular business meeting on the 9th at 7 p.m. The 15th, the offices are closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And then the trustee workshop meeting on January the 16th.
Thank you. Okay, we need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
I make a motion to record the payment of the warrants, electronic warrants 1079-2023 through 1117-2023, and regular warrants 54283 through 54302.
You have a second?
I will second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Well, I just have a question. So the one Sam's Club is already been fixed?
It's in the process of being fixed.
Okay.
It should be to Park National Bank instead of Sam's Club.
Okay.
Okay.
So we can go ahead and approve this, even though it's in here,
well,
and you're just going
to
change.
So that'll have to get, it'll get voided out. It was already done. It will get voided out, and the new check will be issued. You'll see that on the next register. Everything, it just can't get fixed. Since it was written that way, it's an expenditure. You'll see it next time as a credit, and then it'll be reissued.
Okay, thank you.
Debbie?
Right.
Sure.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion approved. Need a motion for adjournment?
We adjourn.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, Ms. Reese, call or motion. Debbie, will you call the roll, please?
At what time?
Huh?
At what time?
It is 8:14 right now.
Okay. Ms. Black?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Haren?
Yep.
We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Thank